Okay.
Here we are.
So, hello.
Hey, what's going on? I'm doing good. How are you?
Good.
It's nice weather out here.
I love it.
Yeah, where are we?
So, we are at Peter's Canyon here in Orange. Beautiful. This is my favorite spot. This is where I always come. But yeah, Markel's getting familiar with the area.
Mm-hmm. It's very nice out here. So, hopefully you guys enjoy the view just as much as we are. So, hi, Angie.
Well, hello.
Hi. Hello, motherfucker.
Hello. All right.
Well, guys, welcome to our podcast. Mm-hmm. We officially still don't have a name yet, but I mean, you know, we're getting there. First time for everything, right?
Yes.
So, let's introduce ourselves.
Alrighty. Well, you can start off.
All right. I'm Markel. I am 22 years old. I'm a gay black boy from Compton, California. Meaning, fuck around and find out.
Ooh.
Yeah.
A little feisty.
You know, I spend my time studying metaphysics and things that find my interest. I'm really big on personal development and growing myself as a person, but also just enjoying every single day that life has to offer and finding use of my time here in this world. That's a little bit about me. Passing it on to you.
Well, my name is Angie, and I am 23 years old, and I spend most of my time just, you know, either reading or at home or with my fur baby Bruno. But yeah.
I feel like Angie has so many hobbies right now that she did not mention.
That I didn't mention a lot of
them. That she did not mention, but girl.
I mean, I love to go hiking. I recently got a trainer, so it's my second month of that, which is amazing. And yeah, Tuesdays and Thursdays, that's my time.
Yep, got that physical training. Mm-hmm. Hey, but I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
Nice.
I love it.
Well, yeah, so that's a little bit about us. You guys will hopefully get to know more about who we are as time goes on. But that's just kind of how we're going to get started. A little introduction there.
Also, we were going to mention how we met, right?
Oh, yeah. Let's give some backstory on how we met. Did you want to start that?
Okay, yeah. Let's see. Okay, I'll start. So it was back in what year?
Whoa.
Help me. I know, for real, because it's been
it's been some years, y'all.
It's been probably like,
I think, 9 years. Because how old is baby Adrian?
Oh, yeah. Baby Adrian's about to be 10.
Okay, we can always look at his age if we want to find out how long we've been friends.
Okay. He's going to be 10. So
basically, we've been friends since, we've been friends since Angie's niece has been born, basically. Her nephew has been born.
So 2013.
Yeah.
So yeah, 2013, because we were in the middle of meeting because, you know, Markel was always a shy boy and he ignored the fuck out of me every single time. Every single time I tried to holler and, like, you know, but
this bitch. Yeah, I was a little shy, y'all, when we first met.
Yeah, he had his headphones and
we actually lived at the same apartments growing up. So in middle school, in middle school, or a little bit before middle school, probably the end of elementary is when we met. I remember she almost ran me over with her car and she was like 13 years old driving a car already.
I did not almost, but
so I always assumed that she was a lot older than she actually was. I thought she was an adult, even though she was literally the same age as me.
Yeah.
And then
I'm an old soul.
An old soul for sure.
So
we've been going to school together ever since, and history,
we've been basically
just
watching each other grow and helping each other grow, and part of our journey has been like insane because we literally have been through so much shit together.
And we're just like experiencing
just
life
growing
together.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It is crazy to think about.
Y'all will know.
You guys will know. Mm-hmm. And speaking of some crazy things, I feel like recently we've both been experiencing something really crazy, like, for example, the spiritual awakening.
Yeah.
This has been something that's been so new for both of our lives that has been extremely transformative. And I want to get into that. Mm-hmm. I really want to talk about that.
For sure.
So if you guys are not aware of what a spiritual awakening is basically this phenomena where you start to become enlightened within life. It's where your brain starts to expand and you start to become aware of feelings and emotions and habits that you were not so aware of previously before awakening.
The truths will be revealed, like they will arise and there's nothing that you can do about it. Like, sometimes you'll feel a little crazy or like you're going crazy.
I feel like once you wake up to some truths of what life has to offer, you mm-hmm. cannot really turn back. And really what it is just becoming aware of your thoughts and emotions, but not identifying your thoughts and emotions as yourself, but rather than identifying that you are the conscious observer of those thoughts and emotions. So it's really getting a lot comfortable with being yourself, that kind of the observer that's in the background of feeling those emotions and hearing those thoughts. You are the conscious observer. And that's really where spiritual awakenings come into play.
Yeah, I remember the first time I ever heard about it was when you were going through your phase and you were trying to figure out what it was exactly, or like make sense of it, because it was really like out of the blue, like it literally mm-hmm. hit you. And I remember those periods in life, like, or that time period in our life where you were like looking at videos and stuff, and like we would go to like either the gym or I don't even know where we would go, and we would be driving and like you'd be listening to like this video where mm-hmm. it explains more in depth into it, and we were both like really like mind blown, because it's like, wow, this is actually going on.
Yeah.
And you were experiencing it. And then I remember when I came familiar with it, I think it was probably like, maybe, I'm not sure, because do you know what year exactly you went through yours?
2020.
Yeah, okay, mine hit me 2021, like mid-2021, okay. Like September 2021.
I want to give a little bit of backstory, though, on the stages of the spiritual awakening. Because right now, when you were talking about the videos that we were watching, the videos that we were watching in regards to a spiritual awakening was actually the stages of a spiritual awakening.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
There are 6 different stages. I wrote them down, so let me just read those to you guys. So, stage number 1 is waking up to the void. Basically, this is kind of being opened up. I'm so sorry. Wrong choice of words. So sorry, girl.
I'm joking.
I heard that. Oh, I was like, oh shit.
Anyway, we'll explain that later.
Yeah, we'll
in
have
our future
a separate,
upcoming
yeah.
episodes. Anyway, got the chills.
So, basically, waking up to this kind of existential hole in darkness, and really, what this sort of talks about is it's like leaving behind your old routine of life. This is starting when you start to become very what is the word?
Aware.
Not aware, or, but like disillusioned to...
Dissociated?
Yeah, dissociated. There okay. we go. You just start becoming very dissociated with your old lifestyle, and you start to just kind of fall out of line with that. You start to question everything about your reality as it is in the present moment, and this is really like the beginning of how the spiritual awakening starts, when you're questioning everything.
Yeah.
Next, in stage number 2, you're going to go into what's called the dark night of the soul, which Angie and I are very much... aware of what a dark night of the soul is, which is really when we start to experience more despair in our life. This is when we can start to realize things around us are crumbling from a previous paradigm that we actually used to live in. So a lot of things really start to change once we embark into the second stage, the dark night of the soul. Personally, I suggest you do any research on these if you are feeling lost on any of these stages. I'm just going to give a very brief overview of what they are.
Yeah.
So stage number 3 is the sponge stage. This is when you're going to start experimenting in your life, and you're also going to start exploring a bunch of different things. Now that your old life is starting to crumble, now you're starting to experiment with a new way of living your life, new mindsets, new beliefs, and new perspectives on your life. You're starting to move in a new direction while experimenting those things. So that's stage number 3. Stage number 4 is the soul sessions, and this is when now you're starting to get integrated with a new routine, new hobbies, new things that you're interested in. Now you're starting to focus on that and more of your personal growth. This is when you'll just find yourself living your life and going through regular life experiences and just growing as a person within your soul. Phase number 5 is going to be surrender and allow. This becomes this phase where a lot of things in your life really start to just, you have to become very accepting of letting go of things and allowing your life to move forward as it will. So that's stage number 5, it's surrender and allow. And then our last stage is awareness and service. It's the last stage because this is where now we have a complete new view on and perspective on life, now that we have been awoken mentally, emotionally, physically. Now we're in a complete different phase of our life.
Spiritually in general.
Yes, yeah. Spiritually in general. Now we're literally out of the old paradigm that we used to live in, and now we're in a complete different. One thing that I will mention about spiritual awakenings is that I've read that it's not something that can just happen one time in your life, but it's actually something that can continuously happen as your life goes on. So it can happen for one period of your life, and then you'll have some time, and then it can happen again, let's say later on in your life, mm-hmm. a couple years later.
Yeah.
So that's a little back information on
the phases. So cycles that will come back, you know?
Yeah.
It's just part of life, I feel, because, you know, life can be going so smooth and well, and then, you know, sometime they'll just literally, you'll go back down, and that's the whole point of, like, I don't know, it'll be like a roller coaster for sure.
Most definitely. Yeah, how did you, sure. Do you want me to start with how I got into my spiritual awakening, or do you want to start?
I think you can start, because I feel like it all started with you. When mine started, I feel like I was
you were aware of it because
I was aware of it because of you, so I knew what the fuck was going on. Mm-hmm. And then that's when I was like, okay, let me look more into this shit. And so
that's
I was
interesting.
Like, okay, yeah. And literally, I remember feeling so, at some point in my life, like probably a couple years back, I felt like I was like going crazy. Like I would like share these things with, like, for example, my sister.
Dude,
and I would share these things with my sister, and like she'll be like, and I'm just like, okay, yeah, let me just keep to myself, because I'm not trying to, you know, I'm not trying to like seem crazy to them. So, but you can start off.
You're literally like opening up my mind to exactly how this felt going through the process.
Really?
Like, I completely kind of forgot about how crazy I had felt when I was going through it.
Literally.
And how like there's really not everyone that you can talk to about
exactly.
it. I completely forgot about that.
Yeah, because honestly, people like, or guys, like sometimes there's people that are like, for example, I'll never forget how, like, one time we were having this conversation, you said sometimes not all of this that we talk about is for people, because, or for all of people, or like, if how can I explain this?
You saying
like
it.
Like sharing it or whatever.
It's not for everyone.
Like, it's not for everyone. And like, sometimes people don't take the time in their day or their life to even like know more about it.
Some
and, like,
people just are not there yet in their
out.
Journey.
Yeah,
to
even
really,
hear people out and just be more like open-minded, I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. But you can start, because I feel like I'll be able to relate so much to you, and like a lot of things will probably come up to mind.
Okay, for sure. So for me, the spiritual awakening was actually one of the most foreign concepts to me ever, because I didn't know what that meant until 2020. So this happened for me in the pandemic, a couple months within the pandemic. So if we go all the way back to 2020, May of 2020 is when the pandemic, or March of 2020 is when the pandemic started. I wasn't working at the time, so I was spending a lot more time with my friends and just enjoying all that life has to offer with my free time and the money I had and everything. So just living my life. And I started to experiment with a lot of different things in this time. This is when I started to smoke. And if you know me, then you probably would be very surprised to find out that I smoke, because I used to be really adamant on like, I'm not with it. I don't like that. Like, do not smoke around me.
You never even cussed.
I used to not even cuss, y'all.
He never
so
cussed.
Some things have changed. But anyways, so I started to smoke a lot more during the pandemic, just because I had so much free time. I didn't have these obligations and everything. And I don't necessarily think that that's what kind of sparked or triggered the spiritual awakening for me. But what did happen was, there was one time where I was speeding. I was racing my friend, Anthony. I don't even know if I want to say names, but I was racing my friend. And I ended up getting pulled over because I was going like 120 on the freeway. And so I got pulled over. And that was the scariest thing of my entire freaking life. Like, me being a goody two shoes, getting in trouble like that for speeding, going that fast on the freeway, was the most scariest shit that could have ever rocked my world. So that rocked me. And I remember for weeks after that, I was feeling so depressed. I was like, oh my gosh, like, I'm gonna go to jail. I'm gonna have to pay all this money. Like, what did I do? I'm this horrible person. Like, I was looking at myself in the worst kind of lens ever. And it actually, I used to not get this sad, but the fact that I did get this sad, I was like, you know what? I'm going to get on my knees and I'm going to pray. So I remember one day I got on my knees and I prayed on the edge of my bed. And I just basically prayed to God, asking if he would bring light back to my life and take away the darkness that was like harboring over my heart. And so the craziest thing happened, like a couple days later, I don't know what happened or what shifted, but next thing you know, every single thing just kind of shifted. All of a sudden, life felt fluffy again. It felt like there was meaning, there was joy, there was some kind of happiness there.
It's that sign from him.
Literally, it's like he just kind of answered that prayer right then and there, and I realized it. And so I started to register, like, okay, life is, it's getting really good now all of a sudden. Like, what the heck? And next thing you know, all these good things start happening. Like, me and Roxanne, I start going viral on TikTok. Good things are happening. I have so much free time with my friends. I'm going on adventures. I'm doing all this fun stuff. And I'm just like, so crazy to see how I went from being so sad and depressed to all of a sudden now life is just going really well. One day I go over to my friend's house because we're going to start recording some TikToks. And before I even pull up to her house, I'm scrolling on my own TikTok feed and this random video pops up and I will never forget it. And it says Signs of a Spiritual Awakening on the title. And on the video, it's like a screen and it has bunch of different like signs of what a spiritual awakening is. I didn't know what I was reading, but I start reading the signs one by one. And each time I'm reading the sign where it's like things starting to get confusing or this and that, I'm like, oh my God. Like, this is the first time I would ever use the word resonating. But that is something where it's like this video was just resonating with everything that I was experiencing at the moment. And so that was new to me. And I remember going to my friend's house to record these videos and I was tripped out. I wanted to go home so bad, Angie. Wow. Literally, I was like, what is going on? I thought
hummingbird. Beautiful. Where? Look at him. Where? He's like swimming everywhere.
Where?
It went behind the bush. Oh, right here. Look at him. Oh. Mm-hmm. He's so cute. Hummingbird is a really big part of my spiritual awakening because I feel like it meant so much to me. Wow, I even get the chills. Because that's like the time when I started like journaling too. Like journaling, I can see like all of my journals or everything's documented. That's all I can say. I feel everything is really documented for the past, like, I think it was 2021, since 2021.
But stuff is documented, that's for damn
sure. Yeah, and later on in the episodes, I feel like I would be able to explain some more, or like when it comes to like, oh, when I manifested some certain things in my life, or like the life I am currently living or the life that I was living before. But yeah, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. But yeah,
really crazy.
What was I saying right now?
Yeah, so with my spiritual awakening.
Oh wait, I wasn't done yet.
Oh, you weren't done. Okay, good.
No, because yeah, it was a bit. It was a whole process when I found out what was going on. No, I was literally tripping.
I remember,
and
I literally thought
I like prayed some curse into my life where I was not going, where I was like binded to some chains, and I was like, what did I just do? Like, everything is tripping me out now. I feel so confused. So that was the start of this concept of a spiritual awakening for me. And then obviously I started to have a crush on someone very, very shortly after finding out what the concept of spiritual awakening was, which further thrusted me into the spiritual awakening itself. I'll go deeper into this a little bit more, but I want to hear how you got into the spiritual awakening. Okay. Because that's interesting.
I, to be completely honest here, I feel like I don't remember exactly what kind of had me like, holy shit, you know, I'm going fucking crazy. But I know I felt like that so much, like, throughout these last couple of years or when it first started. But when I first was introduced to spiritual awakenings, it was by you, when you were listening to those phases, like you mentioned earlier. So I feel like there's so many different points or like so many different people that I met or that I've let go of or whatever that taught me so many different things. And I feel like just the truths that were revealed to me in front of my face were just kind of like the bigger picture of it all. And I feel like I just wasn't one to accept it, I feel, in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of like in denial of it all. But once the time went by and I was like actually reading more into it or even talking to you more about it, and like you, honestly, I feel like you helped me out so much when it came to it. And like, you made me feel like I wasn't crazy especially when I would like share these things with you or like stuff, certain people or certain situations that were going on in my life So I feel like you helped me out a lot with it. But
when did you start to like recognize that you were going through something that was kind of weird?
I think it was in like September, like the ends of September of 2021. Yeah. Because I remember it was like James's birthday party, my
Ooh,
little nephew.
Oh gosh, the fact that I remember this like yesterday.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was living with my sister in that time period. And I was with somebody, I'm not going to mention his name, but that's when like the very last day that I seen him. And then that's when I started to like I feel like I started to like put everything together. And then also when I was working, I'm not gonna say it, but when I was working over there, I don't know. But yeah, it's asked me some more questions.
Well, like, okay, for example, what are some experiences or like truths that you realized once you started to become more aware? Because literally becoming spiritually awakened is like becoming aware to
of a lot, yeah,
of a lot of things.
So I feel like I got really into healing and try to heal like my past traumas and stuff.
It opened you up to your traumas, opened,
yeah,
and like opened awareness
a lot
of it
up, yeah, it opened a lot up. And honestly, like, it helped me so much with like being able to like release that, like how you said, surrender in that phase, like release it and then just kind of like continue forward and just take it for what it was and just not playing a victim of like my trauma, basically. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know, I feel like I was able to embrace it and I was able to, my past trauma, I feel like made me the person that I am now, mm-hmm. or like in the current present, because I can say that like genuinely, I wouldn't, like, I'm not sure how to explain this exactly, but yeah, it's hard to explain it.
What?
I feel like I don't know how to explain it.
Try.
I really don't know where I was going with that exactly, but but it did open me up to that trauma. And honestly, that's where I got more into like journaling and then healing my own stuff and then reading. And I got into kind of like how to master your emotions and just kind of let go of like overthinking and stuff. Nice. 'Cause that's like a big, big part of how I was before, I feel. And like, yeah, I wasn't really aware of certain things and like certain truths and just kind of seeing how like the cycle of life would play out or like generational curses or like whatever that is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely opens you up.
It really did open
to a lot of things that can be addressed and healed.
Mm-hmm. Like, and that a lot, like you said, not, it's not for everybody, and that a lot of people don't really take into consideration or don't even like have the time or make the time of their day to try to do that. Yeah. Or to even look into it at all. And it's so sad because it's like a lot of people, I don't know, like a lot of people don't really realize, like they can sit there and kind of whine and they can sit there and complain and say like, oh, you know, or sometimes they can't even sit there with each other. And it makes me sad to see that. And I feel like I'm here. And sometimes I feel like I'm here for these people that are going through their spiritual awakenings or they're going to, but like, at times it can be very, very fucking draining. And like, yeah. So I'm trying to learn how to not be that person. I'm trying to learn to like actually love people where they're at and just kind of let it be and like accept it, because
that's a big thing. Yeah. I feel like you have to love people for where they're at.
'Cause it's like, yeah, not everybody is, yeah.
And I mean, and that's fine. At the end of the day, it's like, of course you'd want love and peace everywhere, but I honestly do think and believe that it's fine that not everybody is as invested into what a spiritual awakening is as we are, because honestly, it might not even be an experience that every single person is going to experience or is even interested in experiencing. And honestly, that is completely fine, because there are people like us that do experience these things, and it gives us that outlook to be able to tell somebody else, you know,
or even just this is, you know, bring it up to awareness, just like we're doing now.
Yeah, exactly. But
yeah,
for the most part, I always remind myself, like, everyone is on their own journey. Mm-hmm. You know, like, everyone is literally on their own journey. And it's like, I can't say, dang, I wish that you could be, or I wish, or you should be where I am. You should be.
Yeah, no.
I wish that you understood the concept of what a spiritual awakening is, or, you know, what I'm going through, the truths of life. I wish that you could accept these things, when all reality, sometimes people are not ready for that. I think what you were saying is about like where you get drained and everything is you get drained of trying to be that person to show someone the brighter side. You
exactly.
get drained of like
yeah.
trying
or
to be the savior for someone else.
Better side, yeah.
And it can be very draining, because literally it's like you get awakened to all of these different truths about yourself, other mm-hmm. people, how life works in itself. And it's like it can really shake up your life to where now that you see things in such a clear way, you want somebody else who doesn't see things in the same way, you want them to be able to have that kind of, at least a similar viewpoint.
That kind of bliss a little bit in a way, because like, damn.
You just want to give them some kind of perspective, but
I do truly believe that. I feel like everybody does go through a spiritual awakening throughout their lifetime, but it's only a few that actually know, you know? Or, like, it's only a few that actually invest their time to see what they're going through. Ooh, sorry, it feels like I'm gonna sneeze.
Yeah, and luckily I feel very blessed to be one that has actually got to, like, experience and dive deeper into what it is that I was going through, because I was scared as hell when I even knew what a spiritual awakening was. I was tripping, and I remember I wanted that little curse to come off, but then I realized after a lot of time went by and I just went through the trials and tribulations of life, I was like, yeah, dang, this is actually one of the most beautiful things that I could have ever went through, and this is like one of the biggest blessings to become aware of life and truths rather than continuing to live blinded to certain things or even like things about myself.
Yeah, I remember the reason why I laughed right now is because I remember how you said like curse and stuff. I remember when you were telling me about this, you were actually freaked out. Like I can actually, I can see it and I can like replay it in my head. It's hard to explain it, but I can replay that in my head and I can see your fear and just see that, oh my gosh, it's never gonna go away. And bro, I remember we were like, tripping. It's never going away. I was like, oh shit,
my gosh, we played some video in my car of these stages and they were talking about how one of these stages could last years. I was like, yeah.
I was like, I remember that. I remember that. Oh, my beautiful hummingbird. I used to call him Lover Boy.
Bruh.
He used to visit me at work.
Oh my gosh.
Like in that window. But yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah,
spiritual awakenings, I think for me, the process of it, I think once you get into a spiritual awakening, it kind of be something where it's like, like you start looking at things differently and it becomes kind of like
eye-opener for sure.
Eye-opening, but almost kind of like tricky a little bit, because you're just kind of like, things are becoming different. You're viewing things different. You're viewing people different and like life different as a whole. And so it's just like this very weird thing. And then another thing that happens is that, this happened for me, I used to be someone that spends my time with a lot of people. I love being around people. But once I started to fall into spiritual awakening and understanding what it is that I was going through, I started to seclude myself a lot more and starting to like isolate myself a lot more. And it's not something where it's become, I don't think it's ever been something where it's like been a really negative effect on me or like my mental health or anything, but it has been something I'm aware of that's like I've started to seclude myself and distance myself from a lot of people once I started going through this, only because of the fact that like you don't always feel fully understood by everyone. This is what you were saying earlier, but you don't always fully feel understood by everyone. If I'm telling someone something that I am viewing within the world or within my life or within myself, sometimes another person might not be fully able to comprehend what it is I'm going through or fully digest an experience that I'm having. And
Black Beatles in the city.
So it can be
for sure Markel. Yeah. I feel like
felt nice.
I feel like we're very like, I love the fact that now that I'm an adult and I'm, you know, we're both living by ourselves or on our own, and now I get to choose who I you know, give my time to.
Yes.
And, you know, it's very important because it's like, if you feel like, you know, you don't want to go out or you don't want to do anything, then you stay home, you know, and you know, put that time into yourself, maybe reading your book.
Definitely answering our body a lot more and our spirit.
Yeah, paying attention to your body.
But that's what happens when you become awakened or you become aware. You just become, it's like literally that observant part of you becomes aware of how you're feeling.
Yeah.
It's not so much like you become the feeling yourself, but you are observing of how your body is feeling, how your thoughts are reacting to certain things.
And you're allowing it. Allowing it is a big, 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 big part of it, because if you try to fight that shit,
you just took the words.
Fight that shit. It's not gonna go well for you.
Unfold as it's unfolding.
Yeah, and I remember it's crazy because like back then I wasn't able. I remember like I would literally drive to the grocery store or whatever where I had to go, and I would see the parking lot so full, and I would like start tripping. Like I would start like having this panic attack. This is when I was like deep into my trauma, like when I didn't even like give my trauma some time and like thought and like tried to like heal it and shit. I don't even know how to explain it.
You pushed it to the back
like,
of your mind.
Like I would just push it in the back burner of my fucking head.
And that's what we do as people to survive. Any traumatic things that happen, exactly. We push it to the back.
Human beings are meant to be in survival mode all the time. But at the same time, you also have to take into account like your healings and stuff. And like actually give yourself that time. But anyway, I don't even know if that makes sense.
That made sense.
What I was trying to say is that before I wasn't like, I wouldn't address it. Like I would just kind of like let it be and I would let it take over my whole mind. Cause literally I would pull up, see the whole parking lot and I would immediately start tripping. I would immediately start tripping and then I would get a panic attack. I would get so many different panic attacks. Like I remember the very, very bad one that I got. I think this is probably back when I first started journaling. And that's probably back when my spiritual awakening was coming up. But I had like a really, really bad panic attack. And it just made me realize like, damn, I really have to work on this. Because it's like, if I don't work on myself and if I don't work on my emotions, it's never going to go away. Yeah. And so, yeah. And I literally that day.
Do or die.
Mm-hmm. What was that?
Do or die.
No, for real. I remember I sat there.
Mm-hmm. With that shit.
Sit there and suffer. Yeah. Literally. I remember I sat there and I was just crying, like literally crying and having this fucking panic attack, and I didn't even go in the fucking grocery store. Like I literally sat in my car, cried, let my emotions just take over my whole fucking body and mind, and I sat there, and then I ended up fucking just driving back home. Like I couldn't even go back inside. This is an example of what I'm trying to show you all, or just basically let you guys know, because it was so bad. Like I couldn't, like, and now I'm able to do things on my own. Like I've worked on it, and I've worked on it so much that I can do shit on my own. I can sit in a room by myself with my thoughts, like, you know.
But if you didn't address that, then
if I didn't address that, I feel like I would have still been having those panic attacks. I would have still been not being able to go anywhere by myself. I would have been so, you know, codependent on like my mom or my sister.
And that's really important. That's an important thing to like come to realize and to learn and to
I think in general it's very important to be able to sit there with yourself and sit there in a room with yourself and with your thoughts. Like if you can't do that,
the
like,
spiritual awakening
work.
Will it'll like, it'll force you to do it'll it it'll make you do it. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, it would. But
we'll sit your ass alone.
Yeah, like
what did you
don't be afraid of it because it's like the best thing ever.
What did you start to learn when you were sitting by yourself? Because for me, when I first started sitting by myself, I started to dive into a rabbit hole of like all stuff metaphysics, human design, astrology, numerology, tarot. All of these things started to become so prominent in my life. Like I started to become aware of it and I started to fall down a rabbit hole and study these things.
I feel like I was the same, and I would like, I remember I would read a lot of different stories or like different, I would listen to videos of people's spiritual awakening. So I would like look it up and I would like read different things and I'll resonate. Like how you said the word resonate, like.
I didn't even know what that shit was.
No,
until
for real.
Spiritual
until,
awakening.
For real. But yeah, I really got into like, also angel numbers were a big part of my thing. Like
that's
angel
thing.
Numbers, and I would look it up and everything would just make sense, I feel, or. I'm a very deep person, so like now I feel like I've always been a deep person, but now I'm like more deep, and I think about things like certain scenarios
like
or
what?
Certain situations
like
and
what?
Stuff. Kind of like
give us an example of your deep.
Damn, there's so many.
Say one.
I just feel like I don't know, like I could think about so much shit, like if I'm with somebody or if I'm with somebody and like I see a fucking angel number and then I investigate more, like I'm more deep like that. I feel like that's an example for you. Get me?
So you start to like really like deep dive into things now, I
oh
guess.
Yeah, for
or
sure,
like,
for
okay.
sure, especially when it comes to like angel numbers too, or like certain like things that happen that a lot of people won't like think about or think much deeper, or they'll just be like, oh yeah, okay, cool. Or like, for example, a hummingbird now, that
the synchronicity
was like the to me that hummingbird was like confirmation, peace, like growth, because that hummingbird, let me tell you, that a hummingbird has been mentioned in my journal like 1,000 times. Like I remember so like feeling just so like reassured when I seen it. It was just, mm-hmm. yeah, it's beautiful.
It's like a very significant spiritual meaning for you.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's another thing. The synchronicities when it comes to having a spiritual awakening are also something that can kind of catch you off guard too.
Oh yeah,
because you'll start to realize that you can be like thinking about something and all of a sudden it'll
appear.
Pop up. Mm-hmm. Or you will literally just start to see a bunch of different line of sequences that just start to add up. And it's just like, is this a coincidence or what? But they're not
like,
coincidences.
What the fuck's going on, you know?
They're actually called synchronicities. And what that is just kind of like this pattern of events that kind of lines up in a way that makes things seem like a coincidence, but really it's lining up in alignment with you and your vibration and like the thoughts that you're putting
out. The frequency that you're in too.
Exactly.
Another thing we can mention is dreams. Those vivid fucking dreams.
Okay.
Like, I remember I was having a lot of dreams. I can't exactly like recall what for right now. I mean, I do in some parts of my life, but I'll probably mention that in a different topic, but still, the dreams are crazy.
The dreams
just really
are
pay attention to your fucking dreams,
because
that shit can get crazy.
I feel like a spiritual awakening really does open you up to the spirit of your freaking body. It's like, of course, we are all human. We live in this material world and everything, but really, a spiritual awakening is actually opening up your heart and soul and reminding you that you are a spirit,
a being,
like
a fucking being,
literally
like a fucking
a fucking being.
Like this shit doesn't matter. Our physical body is like,
and it's just the most. It's actually the most craziest thing to realize, which is why we're having this conversation right now. Because it's not something that you just go and you have a normal conversation like this with other people, because sometimes people don't want to hear that shit, or they're just not in the place of life where they are interested in that, and that's completely fine. That like that is 100% fine, but it's also just something where
they're missing out.
But it's just something where it's like, you don't know where I was going with that, but it's fine.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's all right.
It's okay. Sometimes our minds are a little tricky here.
They can be.
Yeah. So
what was I gonna say? Okay. Don't look. My fucking toes look so crazy right now.
But yeah.
What else
it feels
is I
good
gonna
outside,
say?
Honestly.
It feels amazing out here. It's beautiful. I was going to say something right now.
Did you have those questions or?
I do, but I don't want to ask them yet. I had something else I wanted to talk about. Oh yeah. So now I kind of, since you were talking about how you're deeper and you think things deeply and everything, there will get to a point in the spiritual awakening journey where you obviously reach the dark night of the soul, which is, if you're a deep feeler, this is where the feelings really come into play. The dark night of the soul is probably a very hard, it's the really hard part of the spiritual awakening. I remember when I first read about this phase, it seemed to be like one of the scariest things that could possibly happen, because in a sense, you kind of like really do lose your control over everything that you thought you had control over, which is obviously a scary thing to like experience. And yeah. It was just one of those things that was hard for me. And so I wanted to know kind of like what your experience with that was like.
Okay, so I would say that it was very, very dark,
like
just like
what?
It has in the name. But I think...
What did you experience?
What did I experience?
Yeah. Tell me something. How did
myself
how did this,
just
how did
surrendering
this phase
to
open
my...
you up?
Okay. I feel like I experienced myself just opening or like surrendering to my emotions. Like, for example, I got into meditation too at some point.
But what got you, my question is like, what got you to a place in your dark night of the soul? Like what experience brought you to that? Like, do you remember something significant that happened in your life that was very hard for you to overcome and it was life challenging? For example, I know when your sister moved away, that was something that was very difficult for you to process.
That...
When you had to move on your own, that was something difficult for you to process. And it's one of those things where it's like, these are uncontrollable circumstances that are happening in your life that are leading you to have these really intense, deep emotions. That's what I want to know about. What things did you go through that led you to feeling really low and brought you into this place of like really having to connect with yourself and something higher than you?
I feel like, I think being on my own or having to be on my own after my sister like left and moved, I really did feel like shit, I'm on my own and I have to figure this shit out. And really, and thankfully, thank God, like everything worked out and I ended up literally moving in with monks.
Yeah, where that's
where I experienced my astral projection, where we can talk about that another time. But that, I feel like I was really, 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 like, my heart was, like, aching every single day when I would wake up and I wasn't with my sister. And, like, it was just a different routine. Mm-hmm. And I remember just feeling very, very, not alone, but very just hurt. Like, I don't know. It was very hurt, but, like, I didn't let myself just sit there and feel all of that. Like, I honestly, that's when I got back into, like, going to school or trying to go back to school. So I ended up going back to school.
Start and then connecting I started with your soul and seeing, what is it do I really want?
I started meditating there. Yeah, I started meditating and I'm like, okay, it's okay to feel this way. It's okay to go through these things. It's okay to not have, you know, my sister with me at all times. Like, that's when I started going to college. Ooh, feels like I'm going to sneeze. And then I was meditating a lot more.
Was your sister leaving? Was that the only experience that brought you to that? Because it's really beautiful to think.
Right now, yeah.
It's beautiful to see how, like, she moved and it was a very difficult thing for you to go through emotionally. But you, like, looked within yourself and you found things to do that would be of interest within you. For, like, example, going back to college. That was something where you obviously have to, like, do some soul searching when you're like, what do I want to do with my life? Like, what do I want to spend with my time? And you did that. So that's a beautiful thing that, like, you take something like that from such a hard experience. But was that the only experience that you went through that brought you to that place?
I can think of, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right now, yeah. That I can think of, yeah. But I remember I started to do things on my own now, like, in that time period. And then I was just out, like, just doing my own thing, you know? Really reading and just going into that deeper meaning within myself, I feel.
I feel like it's also really hard to kind of, like, when these things kind of come up, especially when you're, like, a control freak, too, and you like to have control over every situation and how things are going to play out. And then all of a sudden, when it's, like, life is throwing these circumstances at you when you do not have control, and then it feels like you just kind of want to self-destruct and give up because you don't have that control.
Yeah, I feel like, for me, I never really was that type of person where, like, oh, it's out of my control. I'm in fear. Mm-hmm. You get me? Like, I don't know. I'm a very flowy person. Like, I just would allow things and I would just let it flow because I know that I wasn't going to stress myself on, like, things that I couldn't control in a way. At least for that. I mean, I'm pretty sure I had times where I was, like, freaking out or something, but I had to just allow it. Mm-hmm. And I remember I would talk to you a lot about it and then you would just tell me too, like, it's out of your control.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's another thing, because I for sure definitely am a control freak. I like having things orderly, at least in a way, so that way I understand how I'm going to get from point A to point Z. I like having structure to things. I like having an awareness of how something is going to go. And so when life just starts throwing challenges at me, that's like, I'm not in control of them. That was such a big change up for me where it's like, okay, now I have to start releasing my expectations of how things are going to turn out and start adjusting to how life is going to turn out and kind of allowing myself to fit within however life is going to move.
Yeah. So I don't like to be that person where, like, oh, like, plan stuff out. Like, I don't like itineraries at all. Like, I just, like I said, I'm really go with the flow type, and it's just like you never know what to like. You just never know. Shit can just go different, you know. Like, you have a plan, and then you know, you're expecting that, but then it didn't go as planned. But it's like, that's why you're just going day by day.
And that's something. And that's another thing. The spiritual awakening will definitely teach you to go day by day, because that is something where it's like
you just never know.
Honestly, life in that dark night of the soul for me, life was getting to a point where it was just like, how else do I make it through another day? It's like, gets to the point where you're like, you really have to take things day by day at this point.
like, when is it going to end?
Literally, when is it going to end? Also, for my dark night of the soul, it was one where it was like I started to experience so much loss, like so much loss, like a loss of my old self, a loss of personal finances, a loss of my own self-value, like a lot of loss started to come up in my personal dark night of the soul. And that stuff is hard to go through. Like, that stuff is really hard to go through where you're just like, please end. I want this to stop.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And you just have to force yourself to take things day by day because that's really all that you can do.
Yeah. Even now, I feel like when people try to make plans or whatever, even with us, like, oh, you want to do this? And it's like, wait, well, we need to see how we feel about it first. Like,
yeah.
We can't just like, we'll say, okay, we'll do it. But then when it comes to it, we need to see like how we feel. Like, that's why paying attention to your body and stuff like that, you know, is a really important thing that you have to do.
Mm-hmm. I feel like you become aware really of doing that. Oh, it's becoming hot. All right. So
really
we should
hot,
probably start to wrap this up soon.
But
I definitely
so
also want to talk about, I also really want to talk about just kind of like what the purpose of our spiritual awakening was. Because obviously we went through so much in the past couple of years that has been really good, really fucking bad. Lots of highs, lots of lows. But I want to know how we grew from all of this. And I'll start. Starting in the spiritual awakening, like Angie and I have spoke about in the beginning, was something I was completely terrified of. Terrified out of my mind. Didn't know what I got myself into. It was bad. As time has gone, and I literally have experienced life going up and you just feel really high on top of life. And then next thing you know, you are like in the pits of fucking hell.
Literally rock bottom.
Literally. Mm-hmm. And then it brings
you. And I laugh because it's fucking crazy. Like,
and
it's...
yeah. And it can even feel sometimes scary to start going back up where things start getting good. Cause you're just like, oh my God, am I going to get dropped down again, even lower or what? So, but one thing I will definitely say, 4 years later, and the experience that I have now, I think it's one of the most beautiful things I could have ever experienced because it really brought so much more authenticity within myself. Mm-hmm. It allowed me to be true with myself. It allowed me to not put up with things that I used to put up with for the sake of
those
other
boundaries.
People. Exactly.
Uh-huh.
I
boundaries.
Set so many more boundaries for myself. Things that I would have not...
Self-respect.
Exactly. Things I would have not been aware of if I had not experienced a spiritual awakening. If my whole soul was not awakened and shaken up for me to take a good look at myself, you know?
Yeah.
Another thing, it's like, it's one of those things where I was able to deconstruct how I wanted my life to be and kind of start to build my life in a slow way of where I do and how I do want it to be. So I think there's so much positive that comes from such a negative thing. And for me, the spiritual awakening was like, if it's gonna bring you all the way down to this negative place, the one thing
make
that you
good.
Can do is make it good. Do something for yourself. Pick yourself up throughout that time because most likely you're not going to have any choice but to pick yourself up from that unless you want to stay down. So I think
definitely.
It's such a beautiful thing. It was a beautiful experience for me, for sure.
Yeah, I can say the same. I feel like definitely that pain does have a purpose. That pain does have a purpose and I don't know, like...
You have to figure out what that purpose is, though.
Mm-hmm. And that's listening to your body and just going with what you feel is right, not with what other people think is right, or just really being your authentic self, I feel.
How has the spiritual awakening done you good? How has it changed your life?
For me, I feel like I became more, like you said, just like being more aware and like being able to just set those boundaries with people, because I know that setting boundaries with, like, for example, my parents, it was really hard for me. It was really, really hard for me. But I did it. And when I did it, it felt really good. It felt like weight just came off of my shoulders. Like, I felt more relieved. I felt like I was able to actually communicate how I felt and communicate the reasons why I set these boundaries. Or I feel like I'm able to do that now. Like, I'm able to speak up for myself. And I'm able to have that voice. I'm able to share things. I'm able to just, like... what's that word I'm looking for? I'm able to just share shit or like just talk about anything and I'm able to feel okay about it. I'm not able to, like, I don't feel like any like fear or I don't feel any shyness or like any,
you don't feel the need to hold
embarrassment
back. Like,
or anything. Like, I don't, like, I can just really talk about it. Like, really. Yeah. And it feels good to be able to do that. It feels fucking good. Yeah.
That's what, like, that's kind of a big
And I'm still, honestly, don't get me wrong. Yeah. I'm still learning to be able to do that. Like, I'm still learning to be able to, like, live fully, authentically, or without anybody else's, like, without thinking about, like, judgment, or, like, thinking, like, oh, I'm supposed to live my life like this because of my family or whatever, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so yeah. I'm still learning. I'm not gonna lie, because that's still like a lifelong fucking learning process.
First
but
of all, never, yeah. We will never say that we're going through a spiritual awakening to say that you go from point A to point Z, and now all of a sudden you're perfect, you're healed,
yeah,
you understand
no.
everything,
fuck
you're so aware,
no.
everything is rainbows mm-hmm. and giggles. No.
Hell no.
We are still
hard.
Children. We are
this
still learning, you guys. Like,
yeah.
It's not the easiest thing to go through, but like how you just said, all of that, it's like what a spiritual awakening does is it will open you up to truths like that. Obviously something like that
truths
where it's
that
hard
can't hide
to
anymore.
Exactly. It can be hard to want to defend yourself in front of your parents, or to, you
mm-hmm.
know, not agree with your parents.
Mm-hmm.
It can be hard to do that. But if you don't have the awareness to understand that you don't agree with your parent, or you kind of you need to defend yourself, if you don't have that awareness, it's like, how are you going to go about that? So that's why
really,
a spiritual awakening gives you the opportunity to confront those things and to be able to heal them and change them for your future.
It's really about like taking it's really about like basically like, wait, hold on, let me rephrase this. It's really about listening to yourself and taking care of you, making sure you're okay first.
Yes.
Making sure you're okay to be able to give to people, or to be able to care for people, or show up for people in general.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally, you have to make sure you're okay first, because if you're not, you're gonna be miserable, like, and you're not gonna want to be in that point.
It's definitely
life,
a call,
like,
back home to the soul.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was pretty much a really, really, really good gist on what that is.
And no, for sure.
Yeah. So that was a nice conversation.
No, literally.
All right, so there's
everything
a first time for everything.
Holy. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
But yeah, that was good.
That was amazing.
Okay. I don't know what that was, but.
All right, well.
But honestly, good timing too. And I'm really, really fucking excited for more fucking like
episodes,
videos and
yeah.
episodes. Because,
this will be amazing.
Yeah. Honestly, yeah. I feel like I got everything that I wanted to say off of my, like, my mind.
Me too. And if not, we can always come back to this topic.
Oh,
like,
no,
this
for
was
sure.
very interesting.
This
I feel like
series.
We could have kept going.
This could be a series.
I feel like we could have kept
especially
going,
especially when I have some more pointers, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, once we get those pointers.
Mm, yeah, that's just going to be hours.
Literally. All right, well.
Maybe, the sun is coming out.
Yep, the sun is coming out. The Beatles are out right now.
I know. I should have put more sunscreen.
Girl, I'm ready to take
on my
this
tat.
Hit. All right, Shaw. Mm-hmm. Well. All right, well. Wait, say bye with
oh,
me.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to look in both cameras. I'll come to you. All right, guys. Well, thank you for watching. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Yes, thank you.
Bye.
Deuces.